If I said that at Psycho Donuts, I'd have protesters outside.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so tell us about these protesters again. Like, there's, like, a ton that have been, like, going on at Psycho Donuts because of your message, or, like, you want to explain a little bit?
Yeah, well, so, you know, you walk into Psycho Donuts, and by its very nature, it requires a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. And
I think, you know, if you were to walk into Psycho Donuts, you did not have a sense of humor, and you took everything literally, mm-hmm. you might, in fact, become offended by even something as simple as the name Psycho Donuts. Yeah. And, you know, even though Alfred Hitchcock created a movie called Psycho in 1960, mm-hmm. and that was okay in popular culture, some of these people seem to have a hard time with the name of a donut shop having that name. And so they've taken to protesting. They went to city council meetings with the intent of trying to shut us down.
Oh, wow.
And of course, the more they protested, the more it helped business and visibility.
Reverse effect.
Yeah, you know, when we first started, we hired one of those guys to twirl a sign in front of the store, mm-hmm. and it didn't bring anyone in at all. But as soon as the first protester showed up with the sign, we had a line out the door. So, so it was like,
oh man.
So I got to a point where I was asking, what time can you show up tomorrow morning?
<I know. laughs>
So as the saying goes, any publicity is
good publicity.
Good publicity.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you know, then that started bringing the TV cameras, and before I knew it, it was on Fox News and Fox Business News, USA Today. The BBC in London, and so
just went global.
Yeah, it really did. I was telling you earlier, we were the number 20 top Google search term about a couple of weeks ago, so that was pretty cool.
Dang.
Yeah, geez.
So my little corner donut shop.
Just from like names like the Headbanger, like really, like, get a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah,
and we changed a couple of things.
Yeah. You did
just to make sure that we weren't being truly offensive.
Okay.
You know, we have no intention to hurt anyone. It wasn't like we set out and said, how could we create an offensive donut shop?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we just wanted something lighthearted. So the Headbanger used to be called the Massive Head Trauma. They didn't like that. So we changed the name of that one. We called it the Headbanger.
Yes.
We had a donut called the Bipolar.
The Bipolar one,
and they said, you can't call a donut by the name of a clinically diagnosable disease. And so instead we switched over to manifestations of the disease, and we called it the Mood Swing.
Mood Swing.
And we changed the split personality to the Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, that's right.
So we made a few changes. When we first started, we had a straitjacket that people could try on for fun. And they didn't like that, so we took the straitjackets away.
Mm-hmm.
But short of those few changes, the place is still really fun and edgy.
But you're keeping the padded cell, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, we've renamed it. It's now called the Music Studio.
It's...
But if you took a blood sample of the Music Studio, you'd find that its DNA is still padded cell.
All right. What else we got?
Yeah.
I just want to ask real quick, Louis Seidel once again. Hello, world. So the success of Psycho Donuts, I heard about this all over the internet, even before I haven't even been there yet. I see you guys all over the net. With the success of this one, are you planning to open another location?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at locations now.
Mm.
In fact, I would love to open one close to San Jose State.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think college kids would be offended.
Yeah, right.
By that, you know?
I don't think so.
They need food. I don't think they really care. You know, I'm eating a Headbanger. Oh, that's so offensive. You got to eat, right?
Yeah, it's just a donut, folks.
Just a donut.
Yeah. The minute you start mixing people with donuts, therein mm-hmm. lies the problem.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, yeah, I can't wait for that to open up here. So, yeah, definitely. All right, well, we're going to take another short break.